This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. After weeks of setbacks, senators are working this weekend on a pared-down emergency aid bill for Ukraine and Israel. NPR's Amy Held has more.
The bill provides $60 billion for Ukraine. Israel would get $14 billion. There's also humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza and funding for allies to counter China. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's willing to make changes to get it through and vowed to stay in session until that happens. Republicans have long said they would only approve the aid abroad if it's paired with U.S. border security measures. But earlier this week, they rejected a bipartisan bill that did just that. Now, a procedural vote is expected Sunday on the stripped-down bill. If approved, it would move on to the House, where GOP resistance to funding Ukraine is growing, 2 years into its fight against the Russian invasion. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Palestinian Red Crescent says a six-year-old girl who became known for her heartbreaking call to paramedics in Gaza has been found dead. NPR's Hadil Al-Salchi has more.
On January 29th, Hind Rajab's mother put her in a relative's car to flee Gaza City. But shortly after they took off, the car encountered a tank that started to fire at them, according to the Palestinian Red Crescent. After repeated calls with the Red Crescent for help, it is little Rajab who is the last one heard in a recorded call pleading to be rescued. "Come take me," she says, as gunfire rings in the background. For days, an ambulance was unable to reach the car Rajab was hiding in, but today the Red Crescent confirmed that she was found dead. The recording made headlines after it was released by the Red Crescent. The aid group also said that its ambulance was attacked as it tried to reach Rajab's location. NPR asked the Israeli military for comment, but did not receive one. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally in South Carolina today ahead of that state's presidential primary later this month. NPR's Stephen Fowler has more.
Trump spoke to an at-capacity crowd on the campus of Coastal Carolina University 2 weeks before the GOP presidential primary. He's heavily favored in the polls against former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Voters like Linda Janiscus say Trump is the better option for Republicans and the country.
My retirement account was a lot higher when he was in office. And everybody knows that, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or an independent. I mean, it's in black and white.
During nearly 2 hours of remarks, Trump mocked Haley and President Joe Biden, reiterated hardline immigration proposals like mass deportations, and said the 91 criminal charges against him help his poll numbers. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Conway, South Carolina.
And former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley also campaigned in the state today. Early voting starts on Monday. You're listening to NPR News. Super Bowl fans are expected to splurge this weekend on pizza and snacks. This is rising wages and falling food inflation could give game day budgets a boost. Football fans told the Circana market research firm they expect to spend 23% more on Super Bowl snacks this year than they did last. Tomorrow, the defending champs, Kansas City Chiefs, take on the San Francisco 49ers in Las Vegas. The two teams last met at the Super Bowl in 2019. Usher is the halftime entertainment. Today's the start of the Lunar New Year celebrations. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Juan Carlos Lara reports from the city's Chinatown, where residents kick off the festivities every year.
Hundreds of residents, city leaders, and even a few state officials like Attorney General Rob Bonta gathered at Portsmouth Square to welcome the Year of the Dragon. The celebration included lion dancers, drummers, and of course, firecrackers. Brandon Locke is a cymbal player with Leung's White Crane, a lion dance school and performance group that has been in the city for more than 50 years.
I think every year, Lunar New Year is just a representation of a start, a fresh start. It never matters about how everything was last year. We just know that the start of a new year, it's like turning over a new leaf.
The parade will be held on February 24th. For NPR News, I'm Juan Carlos Lara in San Francisco.
Celebrations also took place in New York City today. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.